This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. As fertilizer has gotten incredibly expensive, more farmers from a wider area are considering the usage of poultry litter rather than chemical fertilizers. The farmers closer to the poultry houses of Missouri and Oklahoma are used to the aspects of litter, and for many, its application is yearly or bi-yearly occurrence. The farmers farther away might be unfamiliar with it and its nutrient aspects. The general rule for chicken litter nutrient content is 50-50-50, meaning 50 pounds of nitrogen, 50 pounds of phosphorus, and 50 pounds of potassium. This, however, can be inaccurate. A few years ago, extension agents from Southeast Kansas did an analysis of poultry litter that was being sold in the area. Real nutrient content could be anywhere from twice the 50-50-50 to less than half of that rule. Nutrient content of litter varies widely based upon type, processing, and moisture. Ask the company where you're buying the litter if they have a nutrient analysis on it, or you can take samples yourself and send it off for testing. The nitrogen in litter is tricky, as 75 to 85% of it is in organic form, with the remaining 15 to 25% being mainly ammonia. Only half of the organic nitrogen is available to plants the first year, and only when the soil is warm enough for organic matter mineralization. The ammonia inorganic fraction can be lost to volatilization if it's not incorporated after application. Put it all together, it can be hard to determine exactly how much nitrogen a crop is getting from a litter application, but there are some basic estimate calculations that can be used as a guide. Phosphorus and potassium are straightforward. If the background phosphorus level in the field is good before application, then nearly 100% of it is available. If the background phosphorus is low, below 10 parts per million, then the soil could absorb 30 to 40% of the phosphorus that will be unavailable to plants. This is more likely in acidic and heavy clay soils. It is suggested that low phosphorus soil fields receive extra litter beyond crop uptake until the background phosphorus level increases. This is basically the same idea with chemical fertilizers as well. Potassium in litter and in fertilizer is 100% available in nearly every field. Litter needs to be applied based on phosphorus recommendations, with the rest of the needed nitrogen to come from other inorganic sources. In a way, we should consider litter to be a phosphorus fertilizer, like MAP or DAP. In the areas of the country where the poultry industry, many fields have very high concentration of soil nutrients, to the point of environmental concern with nutrient runoffs, mainly phosphorus. Litter needs to be handled and stored appropriately as well, as much of the nutrient runoff occurs not from the field, but from the piles at the edges of the field before it is applied. Poultry litter has plenty of secondary and micronutrients as well. It averages 10 pounds of sulfur per ton, half a pound of zinc per ton, and 8 pounds of magnesium. For the farmers not used to poultry litter, my advice would be to get your litter delivery worked out very soon. I would imagine the litter market is already in higher demand because of the fertilizer prices, and even in normal years, it can take some time to get it delivered. Also, it is equally important to work out how the litter will be applied. Its application takes a truck designed for litter, or in some cases, some lime trucks were made to apply either litter or lime. A regular farm manure spreader won't work, as its spread is uneven and its application rate is far too high. For more information on poultry litter application, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.